This is KYRS Local News, and you're listening to an excerpt from our January 8th, 2021 show.
Christian?
Our next story is from myself. Although some U.S. citizens have started receiving the $600 stimulus checks, there have been delays across the board for many others. According to CBS News, some people may have to wait until they file their taxes to claim it as a rebate. This is said to be caused by the IRS sending the stimulus checks to closed or invalid bank accounts. The IRS says that they're using the same information they used when sending the last payments back in May, and that many people have closed those accounts since. Quote, "Unfortunately, the IRS has confirmed that certain processing issues on their end will cause payment delays to many Americans waiting to receive the relief they're eligible for. It is estimated that the IRS has inadvertently sent payments to over 13 million bank accounts that are no longer open or valid," unquote, said a blog post by Mart Steber, the chief tax information officer at Jackson Hewitt. There has been much criticism toward the amount on the checks, with 59% of recipients saying they plan to use it for bills, 11% saying they'll use it for rent, and 10% saying they'll use it to pay credit card bills. This is according to a survey from Doxo, I'm not sure. The survey also notes that the typical mortgage in the U.S. is $1,200, while the average rent is $1,000. The $600 will cover roughly 2 weeks of a mortgage and a little over 2 weeks of rent. The $1,200 checks sent last May would cover 1 month of either.